What's your little baddie?
Hey, everybody, it's Not So Shy John, and this is Not So Shy John News, and my special co-host, guest, and friend, Tucker Booth.
Hello.
In his long, hot travels through the wilds of Los Angeles.
Welcome to the jungle.
And how was your journey through the jungle this afternoon, sir?
Lots of loud music, as always, John. The bus is alive with much
people are much really
exuberance
playing it up, huh? Playing
digital joie de vivre, if you will.
I would suppose, yeah. There's these new little speakers I've seen, these little cube speakers that you can like plug into anything, and they're like self-powered, and they're little small things that
I've seen those
crank.
Yeah,
crank. I mean, it's like everybody should have one for their laptop, right? But not everybody on the bus really needs one. I mean, it only takes one.
God, and somebody was listening to some Beats through headphones today, but for all I could tell, those headphones could have been pointed directly the opposite way from their eardrums because we were completely within the headphones with them. Uh-huh. And it was one of these Beats that was loud and, you know, sounded really digitized.
Stuff with a lot of cymbals in it, too.
Yeah, and digital sounds, you know, the key sounds, the electronic sounds were very, very loud to a almost ear-piercing pitch.
Church organ stuff.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I don't know about church organs. Somebody was stroking some kind of organ, I'll tell you what.
I would say, you know what, I heard it when I was a kid, you know, a car would pull up and the radio would just be cranking. People do that in the middle of the night out my window, you know, where I live. And it's like, you know, they're pulling up to get on the freeway or whatever in their convertible or on their big bike, you know, and just listening to some horrible music at some ear-splitting level. It's like echoes through the canyon.
That's been a new one that cracks me up locally in Hermosa and Redondo Beach area is all the people on beach cruiser bikes, you know, and bicycles that are blaring boomboxes.
Like with the boombox on the shoulder.
Or on the basket in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
Or wherever, but they definitely want to share.
There were some stereophonic trailers behind bikes at Cyclovia. There were a few. One looked like the Millennium Falcon or something. It was like this rocket ship thing. And,
I have a feeling those people might live in those bikes.
Could be.
Those bikes might be three-bedroom apartments as well.
Some do. Yeah, you'd be surprised. A camper back bike? Yeah.
Cycle via beard. So what's up, Facebook people? I know you're out there. I already have seen some great sharing going on. Shout-outs to Jenna in Columbia, Missouri. Justin Donahue out there somewhere in the backcountry by Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Sav Gray, our STLA cohort. You've all shared links already.
Wait a minute. Are they listening, do you think?
I wonder. If you are listening, prove it to me. I brought my trusty iPad today, so I will be very quickly in touch with anyone that is. So fastest ways to communicate with us would be to either text me directly on my Facebook page, Tucker Dale Booth, Redondo Beach, California, or you can go over and call us from your cellular or home phone device at 213-252-0998. That number again, 213-252-0998.
And from the farther away, the better. That makes it more fun.
Yeah, really last week we got England calling in. Our buddy Tyvert, bless you, my good friend. We had Colorado. Our boy Depresso the Clown is retiring, but he called from Colorado.
Because he got happy.
Depresso got
well. See,
got
depression.
Prozac'd
you know,
up.
Depression is situational. That's the thing. Not all depression is like clinical. In your DNA, or you know, people have you know various emotional problems. But I think some people with emotional problems are because of the situation in their life that creates.
Well, yeah. If you're a clown, if you're a professionally trained clown, I would dare say you're pretty fucking depressed.
Well, those birthday parties for the goth kids and, you know, the all-black balloon of a snake.
Having to get in all that damn paint and then get it off.
So much black paint, yeah. And white, yeah, and it's really...
You got to use damn Crisco to get that shit off.
Get it in your shroud and everything, really.
So what's been going on, Not So Shy? How's the job hunt going?
Well, I did go to the work source this week, and I got some word of a job... fair or something at LACC tomorrow. So.
Kick ass.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. If you're looking in the job world, and especially if you're looking for any kind of office services, a lot of office services can be got for free at the WorkSource. And I had them help me reduce the size of my resume on the page and ran off 10 copies so that it's just perfect. And it went through WordPerfect. So it got completely vetted for any kind of possible punctuational, abbreviational sentence run-on, all that sort of thing.
You had the grammar cops, the grammar detectives hot on your trail.
They were on it. They were on it. On it.
So now you got a convention tomorrow, and, hopefully by the end of that day, they'll beam you up onto the mothership and give you your
But I'll tell you what I was saying before. Job. I'm telling you what I was saying before. Working in the working world these days and collecting a paycheck, it just seems like wages have gone down, okay? And as we were saying before, you get on at the entry level and you stay there. And your pay may, over a year or two or five may go up, a dollar. that's how I've been pretty much treated. And the likelihood of a promotion is remote just because the way companies are structured. And, I hate to cite my most recent job as an example of anything because they weren't.
Well, I agree with you. I think that not all businesses, but quite a few of the corporate ones seem to be structured in such a way that if you come in at entry level, the old adage of just work your way up from the mailroom doesn't apply anymore.
No.
It seems that capitalism no longer is defined the same way it used to be, where there was a good opportunity for upward mobility.
Or even lateral mobility, yeah.
Now it seems that there is more of a monopolistic mind state going on. I'm not saying across the board, but there seems to be more of that sense coming back into effect. And of course, from listening to all the rhetoric from the Republican candidate, they would love to have it go back to the way that it used to be. He was talking about Reagan last night in the debates being the guy who got us out of a recession and helped our job rate increase the most of any president.
He started the deregulating of various kinds of monetary institutions and stuff.
Well, it's kind of that sense trend. Of Romney needs to kiss some Reagan ass because he's got to throw Bush under the bus now. Yeah. So Reagan ass becomes the only ass he can kiss anymore because revisionist history at 20 years starts over again.
I'll tell you something, though. This morning, my web assistant sent me a link. Let me see if I can find it here. And it's called... what did he... I can't find it.
Hey, while you're looking for it, know we got Justin Donahue down in Cape Girardeau. He just posted in and said, word, homie, I'm inside the headphones.
Okay.
So keep staying inside the headphones. We got a lot of good stuff coming up, including stuff by Silly J Skills. So stick around.
Woo-hoo. Does that mean I'm supposed to cue some music?
No, I'm just saying that Silly J Skills, a.k.a. J.S. Justin Donahue, is listening. So we're going to actually play some of your stuff in a little bit during Tucker's music segment.
Have to look it up and find it.
Yeah.
So, see all of this stuff?
What are you looking for?
I don't know. I'm looking at the
Justin just texted in again. We'll read what he just said. He has something to say. He says, he used to talk shit about Reagan. Romney is constantly flip-flopping. Yes, that seems to be kind of the sentiment about old Mr. Romney from most people I know, is that he says whatever he needs to say whenever he needs to say it for political expediency.
Uh-huh.
I guess...
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Did you listen to the debate? I know you don't watch TV, but did you listen to the debate last night?
I listened to it, and I tried to watch it on the web, but it kept stopping.
I did watch it, and I have to say, this time around, Mitt did not win. I believe he won debate one. I do not believe he won debate two. I think Barack got his swag back.
Pretty much, yeah. He really was holding his own and standing up for himself and had snappy retorts and all that sort of thing.
He kept clubbing him with Planned Parenthood. It was cracking my shit up, dude. He brought it up three times in like 2 minutes, dude. He's like, Mitt, didn't even... Didn't even back Planned Parenthood. And it's true, but it's just funny as fuck. It's like, you gotta hit him with something, dude. You need to.
Yeah, at one point, Romney seemed like he was trying to argue like a little kid. And he kept repeating himself over and over and going,
they had a couple dick measuring contests that had to be broken up by the lady who was...
Candy.
God, somebody on Facebook last night put up, man, when did the chick from Wilson Phillips become the new moderator for the debates? But well, no, man, I think Barack pretty handily won that. And you know, he handily won it because he stayed on point.
I mean, you know, she had to wade in and break him up. She was like the referee.
No, I know, and they got UFC in that shit a couple times, got real aggro. It was kind of wild.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad Barack finally is standing up to a lot of the just bald-faced bullshit that's coming out of Mitt's mouth. I know Barack's having to play spin doctor this time around more than he had to in 08. We've discussed that.
Well, yeah, you know, and he tried to pin him down at one point and say, okay, give me some details. Give me details. Tell me what you really are going to do.
And now today, speaking of that, the tax plan did come out. The Mitt Romney tax plan came out today heels of the debate. Very interesting.
They mathed it out overnight or something.
Then they must have figured out, damn, we better hurry up and have something legit out on paper, because Barack's getting us by our short and curlies on that one. You know, Mitt's only real jab shot, his only real super punch he keeps getting off is about the $6 trillion extra dollars in debt we've racked up. And the fact that, according to their math, which, you know, Bush used to call the fuzzy math, according to their fuzzy math, it could triple in the next 4 years. Now, to think of it tripling scares the shit out of even me. And they're going to pimp that idea of tax and spend Democrats as the way to fuel fear into that happening. Now, Barack's saying that we're seeing job growth again, and he's right. There have been reports that my wife showed me job growth in the last few months is the first time it's really gone up this much in 4 or 5 years.
Oh, but, have you heard my news that I just did? I just did the news on Tuesday.
I did not hear this news that you just did.
I'll have to play this news. It's only about 23
minutes. I
read
the news today. Oh, boy.
But that statistic is a way juggled statistic.
So
that's
it's just
a way,
one trying to build
way
promise in
juggled
us.
Statistic. Yeah. I mean, they are only taking a tiny slice of the real statistic. It's actually much closer to like 23%.
Well, and I would believe that we can't say that the last 4 years have been that great. Unless you're someone who believes that the Iraq War is wrong, because he did end the war in Iraq, pretty much.
And that was hard work.
If you're into gay rights, he has made strides there.
Don't ask, don't tell, repealed.
It's been repealed, and we're closer than ever to seeing gay marriage become legal. And Barack is surely a freedom fighter on that one.
You know, but see, there's a whole segment of the country that are not libertine enough in their understanding to be able to accommodate that. They're dead set against it. The pro-lifers.
Well,
and the
very right-wing Christians and
the
other
pro-lifers
religious folks.
That endorse the death penalty, you know.
They're a funny group, but I agree with you. However, those are the same people we've talked about that I believe have a not-so-secret racial distaste for our president as
There's so much racism in this country. And you know what? It comes from all sides, because I'll tell you, I'll reiterate that I have met black racists.
Oh, yeah. Okay? And I'm not trying to single out whites there.
I was racially discriminated out of a warehouse job in Hollywood.
Hey, John. Okay? I'm a white rapper, bud. JD, silly J Skills knows what I'm talking about. You're out there. I know you know what I'm talking
about.
It's like
that Tim Minchin song about prejudice. That's a great song. I love that song.
It's one of those things where when you talk to someone who considers themselves an anti-Obama person, I don't even care if they're a Republican or Democrat or independent anymore. I feel like most of the time when I talk to these folks, they make some sort of statement that betrays their seething racism.
Yeah,
they do. And it's usually something about articulate, or they'll say something about, welfare? Oh, welfare is the one that's like a big turnoff.
They're social entitlements. They're big about their entitlements.
Yeah. What anchor babies and stuff and other things that, though they may just be about immigrants, it betrays the fact that there's some, you know, distaste for Mexicans or blacks or whoever. And I think we need to look at that more as a society, folks. I don't mean to preach, but if we're going to instantly discredit Barack because he's black and he's done this in 4 years, and we're not as quick to discredit, say, Bush for what he did in 8.
Yeah, what he that like I say, that
that's
Connecticut
gotta have
Texan.
Some sort of racial component to it.
That was PR, you know, the Connecticut Texan.
Yeah.
You know, that was... Yeah.
Well, but once again, the only thing I can say is I don't think Mitt Romney's going to fix everything. I don't think his tax plan's going to fix it.
I was up on YouTube at the recommendation of a friend, okay, and I looked up it's called Romney Exposed. YouTube, Romney Exposed.
Is this the one where he makes conflicting statements on various subjects?
There's a bit of that in there, but no, it's 40 minutes long, and he goes into a whole lot of stuff about his roots and where he came from. And it's kind of scary, and I don't know, you would have to corroborate
what you're talking about, the planet Skeletor, wherever all the Mormons are from?
I only watched about two-thirds of it. Okay, I didn't catch everything. Okay, but it was intimidating because I don't know. It would have to be corroborated.
You know something though,
Romney exposed, beyond
us digging into these guys' trash cans. I've said to you before, the best way you can judge someone is to look them in the eye while they're looking in the camera,
yeah,
and listen to what they say, and try and feel whether or not they're being legitimate. And I got to tell you, with Barack, most of the time I feel like he's being legitimate, even when I know he's kind of selling us some magic beans. With Romney, I just see the face of a psychopath. I see the face of a psychotic, pretty creepy dude. Yeah. And it freaks me out, especially when he gets upset about Barack saying, you know, something that doesn't add up to him or that's critical of him. Uh-huh. When Barack gets criticized, you can feel a little bit of him, you know, being impatient, like wanting to get his, you know, shots back in.
Uh-huh.
But you don't ever see, like, real vicious vitriol.
He's not going for the jugular.
Yeah, with Romney, you see seething psychopathic anger under the surface.
Looks like he wanted to pin him down and cut his hair.
Like 50 years ago, boy, we'd be whooping your ass. You know, 50 years ago, you wouldn't be allowed to speak this way. And the way he spoke about women, my wife was watching this, and uh-huh. she goes, you know, he says, if women are going to be allowed in the workplace, if, like it's something we're still debating. like this hasn't already happened fucking 60 years ago.
Wow. Wow.
You know, women's suffrage was 100 years ago, Mitt.
As maybe one day.
If someday we can find a way to have them get the same wages as men. Well, if that means when old fuckers like you quit acting misogynistic and get out of the way.
Yeah. The whole Republicans have gone extremely conservative. That includes a whole lot of religious fundamentalism. Just there are guys in Congress who are just backwards in their thinking. They're anti-science.
Hey, legitimate rape. Sorry, I just had to say that.
New catchphrase, really.
Legitimate rape.
Yeah.
A new album on the frozenfoodsection.com.
Now, how about the illegitimate rapes?
Brought to you by the makers of Secret Muslim and Birth Certificate Blues. All right, well, what do you got for us, John? I know you brought some pretty fiery looking stuff over there in the CD pile of Destiny.
That was a little Raymond Scott that was playing at the beginning there.
And I saw there was a Sam Kinison in there, dude.
Ooh. Got him. He's happening.
We might have to play some comedy off that one.
Well, you know, it's pretty salty stuff. It really is.
Oh, yes, I know. I'm aware. I like Detox This. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
I think we could probably handle something like that.
Raymond.
Anyone who's ever been to Mandatory AA feels me there. Hey, if you're still out there in the Facebook matrix, hit us up, y'all. Black Dahlia, you out there? JD, you out there? Hit me up. Text me live. We'll read any text that don't suck live on the show.
Heard? Hey. I got to play this Tim Minchin song, though. I really do. It's too good.
Well, let's get into it.
I hope they don't throw a commercial in front of it. It's got 3.4 million views.
What's the name of it?
Maybe you've heard it.
What's the name of it there, John?
Oh, Tim Minchin, Prejudice.
Okay.
Song about prejudice.
It sounds like we're off to a great start.
Very deep. Very
on the
deep.
Not So Shy Wednesdays. Yeah. Beard.
Let's see.
This is a song about prejudice and the language of prejudice and the power of the language of prejudice. It's called Prejudice.
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 In our modern free-spoken society, there is a word that we still hold taboo. A word with a terrible history of being used to abuse, oppress and subdue. Just six seemingly harmless letters arranged in a way that will form a word with more power than the pieces of metal that are forged to make swords. A couple of G's, an R and an E, an I and an N. Just six little letters, all jumbled together, have caused damage that we may never mend. And it's important that we all respect that if these people should happen to choose to reclaim the word as their own, it doesn't mean the rest of you have a right to its use. So never underestimate the power that language imparts. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can break hearts. A couple of G's, G's, unless you've had to live it. An R and an E, even I am careful with it. An I and an N, in the end it will only offend. Don't wanna have to spell it out again. Yeah. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. So listen to me, if you care for your health, you won't call me ginger, lass, you ginger yourself. Yeah, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Ginger life is pretty hard. Years of ritual bullying in the schoolyard. Kids calling your anger and fan of pants. No invitation to the high school dance. But you get up and learn to hold your head up. You try to keep your cool and not get head up. But until the feeling of ill is truly let up, then the word is ours and ours alone. Don't you know that only a ginger can call another ginger ginger? Yep. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. So if you call us ginger, we just might come unhinged. If you don't have a fringe with at least a tinge of the ginger in it, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Now listen to me, we're not looking for sympathy just because we're sensitive to UV. Just because we're pathetically pale, we do all right with the females. Yeah, I like to ask the ladies round for ginger beer, and soon they're running their fingers through my ginger beard and dunking my ginger nuts into their ginger tea. Yeah, and asking can they call me ginger, and I say I don't think that's appropriate, because only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah. And all the ladies, they agree it's a fact, once you're gone ginger, she can't go back. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah, go ginger, go, you funky motherfucking ginger. Yeah, you can call us bozo or fire truck. Fire truck, fire truck. You can even call us carrot top or blood nut. Yeah, you can call us matchstick or tampon. Tampon. But fucking with the G word is just not on. If you're a gingerphobe and you don't like us, we will stand up to the fight if you want to fight us. But if you cut yourself, you might catch gingivitis. So maybe you should shut your funky mouth. Yeah, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. So if you call a ginger, you can't whinge if you're injured. If you don't have a tinge of the ginger in your minge, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah, and you
know my kids will always be clothed and fed, cause Papa's gonna be bringing home the gingerbread. And they'll be pretty smart because they'll be well read. And by red, I mean red and the other kind of red. It's a homophone. And only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Just like only a ninja can sneak up on another ninja. Yeah, only a ginger. Are you listening? I'm not pointing the finger. I'm just having a singer. I am just reminding ya that only a ginger can call another ginger ginger.
Decade. Jesus, just get me out of it. A lot of people had money, I wouldn't make it through. But they lost. There's these rumors. They're all rumors. They're all rumors. Nothing is farther than the truth. It's just an image, folks. The rings, the jewelry, the naked women. The stories about the drugs, the animal rituals. They're all rumors. At daytime, I work with children. Do a lot of community service. Yeah. Okay, the animal rituals are a little fucking out. Yeah. Rolling Stone said, I like to kill a cat before I go on stage. Like, I got fucking time to kill a fucking cat. Not that I'm against cat death. I mean, God forbid you're driving home, a cat runs in front of your car, hitting. But that's not exactly what I call a ritual. That's just pissing off some fucking cat owners. Oh, God. I hate cats, but I didn't come here to do dog and cat material. You know what we ought to do?
Here's what we ought to do. I figured it out now. Here's what we should do. Let's get a couple Greyhound buses. All right? And let's call up a rehab or a detox place in the area and tell them that we changed our mind. We're all coming in. That's what we do. We say, hey, man, hey, we're at a Sam Kinison show, and you know the man touched us. He moved us, and we decided we're all going to go in and clean in our lives, clean them up, and then get inside and break out our brothers! Be like the Trojan horse. Wouldn't that be great? Unlock all the doors. You're free! You're free! Have a beer! Ah!
We're free! We're free! He set us free.
Wait, detox, huh? $13,000 for 3 weeks. First of all, folks, if you can come up with $13,000, you don't have a problem yet. You're not in serious shape yet. Shit. Just cool out a little bit, you know? 13 fucking grand, yeah. Yeah, that would sober me up right there. Actually, I'm having a good time. I enjoy what we do. I enjoy working with these guys. And especially in Vegas, you know, you see so many guys that do the same fucking show for like 30 years. Have you seen the Beach Boys? Are these guys burned out or what? Fuck, they're like pissed that they have to sing the same song for the 30th year in a row. You know, the guy's like, oh, yeah, come on, sing it again. Everybody's gone surfing. Serving USA. They hate that fucking shit, man. Will you sing in my room? Yeah! Yeah, we'll sing it. In my room! In my room! The one guy fucking snapped. What, Brian Wilson, he fucking snapped. Fucking Dennis Drown. He's like... Yeah. He's like... Gotta drive you nuts, man. The same fucking gig every night. Oh, these guys, we kill each other. I can't fucking believe it. I cannot fucking do it. Trust me, the last thing you want is my complete and undivided fucking attention, you moron bitches. All right? Ah. You try again. Futilely, you try. To bring a little family entertainment into people's lives, you know? I'm trying to stay away from the gay material. The gay people got upset. I did a couple jokes, and they got all upset. They protested my shows. I got all kinds of letters. They tried to ban my album. How can he make a joke about this disease? It's not funny. And his jokes are medically incorrect. Yes, your friend, your buddy, the audience's friend, is guilty of telling medically incorrect jokes, whatever the fuck that is about. You know, I can't believe it because I remember when I was going to medical school to write fucking jokes, I promised myself I would never do medically incorrect humor. So since I made those jokes and they were medically incorrect, I thought the least I could do is write some medically correct fucking jokes about AIDS. My feeling is, of course, I'm not a doctor. You don't count which doctor. And, but, no, I swear to God, from what I understand, the two main ways you can actually catch AIDS is one is to receive a large load of infected semen up the fucking ass, which is, I don't know if this is something you have to live in fear of every day. But... you know, come on. You basically have to make an appointment for that, folks. That's not just going to happen. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to sit on a fucking public toilet seat and go, whoa, hey! I just got shot up the ass with an infected load of semen! Who's the smart ass? Now, the other way, of course, is if you, you know, shoot up with a guy who likes to suck dick for drug money. Again, it's not something I have to worry about, is shooting up with guys that sunk dick for drug money. But maybe this is, again, something that is a daily threat in your life. Yeah, but these are, you know, these are medically correct jokes. I did take a lot of heat off them. This is coming from a group that for a hobby, for a recreational hobby, they like to take like a small animal, like a gerbil or a hamster, wrap it up in electrical tape, and shove it up into their ass so they can dance better. I don't know about you, but I thought I knew every fucking way there was to get high. It never occurred to me to put a rodent in my fucking intestinal tract, you know? What was I thinking? What the fuck? How bored was this guy at the party? What, we're out of booze? We're out of pot? There's no more coke? Oh, fuck. Wait, doesn't your little brother have a hamster up in his room? What if we tape him up? What if we tape him up and shove him in my ass? That's gotta feel different. The fuck? Whose idea was this?
Hey, yo. I rhyme for all the broken hearts who don't know where the fuck to start. Guess it's just part of the daily grind, trying to save some time so you can clear your mind, so you can find a second to forget about the stresses. Grab life by the neck, kid, and learn to accept it. Keep yourself in check even though it's like a death wish. Heck, this life is just a constant struggle, trying to balance school in my head when I got these broads to juggle. I just popped my bubble and lost a piece of the puzzle. Whether you hustle, lift weights to gain muscle, punching faces in a scuffle, bury bodies with a shovel, or like dancing in the puddles, music can pick you up when in trouble. Honestly, I need this more important than my penis or even my man Jesus. From region to region, release those demons, call me a genius, read me my thesis, and please just help me pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces, get yourself together. Pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces, yourself together.
Sometimes I feel my life is going downhill, and I got two options. I can either down pills until my head feels better, or frown till someone notices the pound still hanging from my sweater. I'm saying that these letters will pay me like a treasure, or at least relieve some pressure, cause my shoulder blades are tender. But I'm a fucking soldier, ain't no way I will surrender. Plus I'm a repeating offender of fucking up relationships. Now I sit and think and I don't know what fucking day it is. Plus the kitchen sink is blood from all the damn razor slits. But everything is okay, or at least you say it is. I got a notebook full of poems, but I don't know them cause the pages drip. What phase is this? I'm a damn teenager, I'm sick of all the crazy shit. Maybe it's a part of life, backstabbed with my own knife. Thought that she
could be my wife. Now I don't want her in my sights. In fact, you're even dead to me. Yacked up the love you fed to me, so I could
pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together.
That has started me is broken down and far from me. All I have is arteries. My heart is only partly me. I guess I'm just a star to be. Please give me lobotomies or help me win the lottery. All these bitches mocking me, man, don't even talk to me. Just hold my hand and walk with me. You grabbed a pen and carved in me. Names are back like artistry. God claims he parted seas, but now he's throwing darts at me. Won't even open doors for me. Fuck my insecurities. I live my life accordingly and ask you shit rhetorically. Thanks for not supporting me, forcing me to die to live. Well, I don't have no time to give. All the thoughts up in my brain reminded me of hieroglyphs. I read it like it's my own spit and ate it with a side of shit. I just need to find a seat that's safe for my mind to sit. Wait, what time is it? Time to work together, change the world forever. Whatever the meaning, we keep on dreaming. Open up your fingers and pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces.
That's some new Hermosa Beach sweat, courtesy of your boys at the frozen food section and my good friend Heavyset from Underrated on the beat there. Rapper's name is Squints D'Angelo. You can find him on Facebook under Squints, S-Q-U-I-N-T-S, Squints.
That song called Pick Up the Pieces, of
Dude,
course.
That kid's 19, and that third verse was a freestyle.
That was awesome. That was yes. Very, very glib indeed.
I like the word glib. He is quite a glib young man and a great golfer, too. He's 19. He's been playing since he was 3.
Oh.
He's what you might call a phenom at golf as well on the El Camino golf team out here in Redondo.
So he's, like, on the team and, like,
they're star
doing
player,
really
man.
Good. What's his, yeah, star player? Really?
Yeah.
That's
goes by Michael D'Angelo. That's his real name.
Uh-huh. Do they break them down by age group, or it's like just in the whole club, or what?
I think in college, at a community college like El Camino, if you can fucking hit straight, you're on.
Mm.
You're on the team. But he says he's just got it in his blood. He's been swinging a golf club before he could even fully remember things.
For that long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
All right, so if you want to check out more Squints, he's on SoundCloud.com. Type in Squints. Whole bunch of freaking of old classic beats, and his new album that's going to be co-produced by me in the Frozen Food Section is going to be coming out soon. So keep checking up at thefrozenfoodsection.com.
And next, coming up, Silly Jay Skills.
That's right, Jay Skills, it's time for you. We can't find When Light Meets Dark yet, but we're going to play a couple that I like, and we'll keep looking for it, all right? Hey, Dahlia, I hope you're listening, too. This one's going out to Cape Girardeau in Columbia, Missouri. This one's called F-Words.
Get flabbergasted. First off, don't be faking a funk and quit fronting. I feel like you're fraudulent frequently for nothing, so find another frequency. Do me a favor, pal, get out the game or I'll facilitate a flagrant foul. Fact or fiction, you're flimsy, fragile and feeble. You lack ambition and I find your follies unequal. Fix your focus with a fraction of the fallacies. Picture dopeness, force feed yourself reality. Cause frankly, I don't fancy the fables. You tend to fabricate like kids telling fibs at the table. I'm not fond of your frivolous fairy tales. Fabulous at forgiving, but I don't forget very well. My flow is forged from the views of the truth on fire. Fierce and ferocious, keep it moving along like fiber. Proving I'm wrong if folks are foolish enough to believe I ain't up to par.
Yo, Scrub, hit me with a beatbox, man. Yo, yeah, that'll work.
I'm not fickle nor fussy, I don't flip-flop or fluctuate. Back and forth, I stick to my guns and subjugate you in due time. I know it sucks to wait. So here's a few lines for you fiends who love to hate. You see, I'm too fly to fall off. Confess, I got the intestinal fortitude in order to finesse the floor with you. Or if you prefer the right advice, fight or flight. You ask me, you should be getting real high tonight. Figure I'm foaming at the fangs like a feral beast, ready to feast on you and Meryl Streep at least. I'm not finicky, and I can't fathom ever turning down dinner because of your whack rapping. Ooh. I'm abnormal like Felicity at funerals, or ancient Greece making use of Roman numerals. It's not my forte to forfeit or quit. Got a mouth full of F words, need to clean it up with Orbit. Yeah, and that's it. That's the finale. Finally, it only takes a feminine product to stop your flow. Mallory, see, I'm forever your finite. My power reminded me never be sure of hindsight. Or fill the frame up the picture like a patsy or fail to ever have the lack of nerve to flick the fingers and make you feel the fucking flack like Roberta.
Yo, yo, hold up, man. I need to call my man Bus, man, see if we can get that shit on the formats project, man. That shit's gonna be nasty. Yo, hold up. Let me call him up, man. The fuck's my phone at? Ah, it's the answer machine. No, it's the answer machine. Hold up.
You have 4 unheard messages. First unheard message.
I told you. No, you do not get off that easy like you the cop. Son, told you. No, you do not get off that easy as proof to thought. Son, P5 goes. Fumble when I pummel them. 1, 3, 5. It's hard. I funnel them into the wedge with a 1 alive number them. Fast forward, pull the fabric out from under them. Befuddle them in a flurry of turning frenzy with feverish pitches like this one off the friendly. Foot fetish when I fade out. Fade out. Burn the furniture. Be gone. Beyond. A doubt. Hold on the squirmish. If you're a flail or wiggle free or flee, which is what you should have done initially. Finishing a fifth is better than finishing fourth. Place in a race if lost the vision is the sport. You never saw me. Know why you have a sense? You know, because I'm the shit. You just in flatulence. And if you don't know, not-
I'm writing up a storm over these bus beats, getting hyped and abnormally disgusting. You know, you could trust me to steer you right, and you know, you could hush me, yeah, right. What's on your mind is on mine, but I say it, report it, wondering to myself, will I play it? Is it created? Is it made with a tag that reads, not for surface dwellers, the birds or the bag of seeds? When I press the play button, is it saying something? Is it a fresh beat beating me 80 to nothing? Is it original, multi-syllable? Do I feel as though I'm getting a visual of a sicker flow? Is there a point? Is it well-conceived? Does it make this realm believe that hell can freeze? Cause if so, the love will come. Yo, you know my name, I chew up the bubble gum. What makes you want to do what he can do? The consequences of being cute. The difference between me and you. Just what it is that seeps in through any mic I breathe into. Why we don't believe in you. You know what to expect when I set it in motion. I shed the light like Edison. I can tell you're getting anxious to see how pain's just become a second language for me, pal. I've been working on the gift of giving, dishing it out in rhythm with the sick precision. Deadly, accurate on you halfwits, ain't ready for that shit. Relying on the gimmicks and gadgets. You know I spit it from the heart with no remorse. I stay married to the truth with no divorce. So even though I got away with words, you know I wouldn't shit you, you're my favorite turd. You know I say what I want, cause I don't care if you get your little feelings hurt and embarrassed. All the holes in your story's gonna sink you slow. It ain't no future in this way, I think you know. Just what it is that seeps in through any mic I breathe into. Why we don't believe in you.
That's right. What makes you want to do what he can do? The consequences of being cute. The difference between me and you.
You're paid in full. Right. Your disc jock plates sell like hotcakes to the faithful.
Hallelujah!
Cause iTunes is grateful and takes full responsibility of your bankroll. Like Obama got elected. Woo. And then we get to find out how Osama got protected. We'll get the truth of 9/11.
Yes.
All the way back to why JFK got beheaded. Yeah, like this place is really great.
Great.
Since we finally bothered getting ahead of state. Like everybody's getting laid. God looks odd. I knew you guys would get it straight someday.
Jay Toffin, you packed in. Won't be long, you'll be loving this fat kid. Singing my songs all wrong into your bath mist. The staff's at risk. Cause every time we play, the roof cracks and shifts. The photographs are great and the red hats to fit. Ho, 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 I'm fat and wrap some gifts. It's immaculate. We leave soot in every booth we ever wrapped up in. We just be dropping shit. You be passing wind. These cats wanting tracks, we at the pageant bit. Come on. It's the president. Rakim said it best, made it a smash again. See, it's all in the wrist. We should have called the slapjacks. We got a hit on our hands, shit.
Clap your hands now, people. Clap now. Clap your hands now, people. Clap your hands.
Underrated. You just watch, watch. Matthias in the house.
Get your jams.
Yeah.
1986.
Now, in 1986, I was learning some tricks. The hand-me-down Vision Gator Converse was the kick. MCs didn't complicate the words they spit. Every rapper was a master, every verse was a hit. Every girl had hairspray in their purses and shit. They wore their bangs so big, put a smirk on the kid. All the boys had hockey hair, worse as it gets. They wore shorts short enough to see their personal bits. It goes one for the DJ and two for the synth. Three more for B-boys and four for Slick Rick. When Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince was the shit, way before anybody knew his name was Will Smith. The tempo of the times was slow and low. You didn't need a gun to squash beef Rochambeau. I was a shorty stealing bases like Go Matt Go. Now everybody's saying Earthworm stole that show.
1986.
Let me take a second to catch my breath. If you haven't noticed by now, I'm heavy set. Neck and shoulders erect from the double cassette. Let's make believe it's 86, we and some leads on all the shit. I take you back to when it sounded just like this. It's heavy set, baby, underrated ever since. Throw your hands up in the sky and we might do it again. So invite all your friends with cigarettes and gin. There's a party over here, look who just walked in. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a shame for the game. They were glad when I came, but then afraid when I stayed. King goes afraid out, underground but we stay loud. Hip-hop ain't dead, but flatline till this came out. We're out the trunk, getting bumps, so turn the volume up. We make it hotter than the heat up in the summer months. So yo, Matthias, what's up? Smells like we hit a skunk. We ain't taking a leap, but going number one. 1986.
So there's a little Midwestern frozen flavor for you, courtesy of the Underrated Mixtape, Volume 1, which, John, what's the address on the front of that? I think it's MySpace, myspace.com/underrated with one R, so it's UNDERATEDSTLOUIS, Underrated St. Louis, myspace.com, Underrated St. Louis, or you can always find them at thefrozenfoodsection.com. So those were two tracks off of The Underrated Presents Volume 1. We heard Clap Your Hands by J. Toth from Hoth and Heavy Set, Scratches by Helias, rest in peace, and number 11, 86 by Matthias and Heavy Set, Scratches by DJ Innovation. Before that, we heard Silly J. Skills out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. You can find him on SoundCloud under Silly J. Skills. Quite a bit of stuff. You have a prolific amount of music up there, sir. And we did get your thank you note, so thank you for being so gracious. We enjoyed playing it. We played F Words, and what was the name of the one after that? You Know? I think it was You Know.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
Mongo don't know name of song. So I think it was F Words and You Know by Silly J. Skills. And the first one we played was by Squints D'Angelo.
Is that
Pick Up the Pieces, beat by Heavy Set and Underrated. And we started the whole set off with a little bit of Sam Kinison. Detox This off the CD Leader of the Band. It's a very good one. A lot of talk about homosexual diseases on there. And then he was a wild one.
And then we have Elias E. Is that what it is? No.
Oh, it's Earl E.
Earl E.
Who is one of our new Kill Radio DJ candidates. We met him at the bi-monthly meeting.
Yeah.
And DJ Earl E has been involved with Radio Sen Diddy. He knows DJ Lord Ron, who has been doing a lot with Sen Diddy on Saturday nights. You can always tune in for Radio Sen Diddy 8 to midnight now on killradio.org every Saturday night, 8 to midnight Pacific Standard Time.
He jams.
If you're in St. Louis, that means it's on 10 to 2, kids. All right. New York City,
Saturday
11
night
to 3.
Yeah.
But there's always live music. I know this weekend they have Asthma and somebody else on there.
He gets live people
yeah, in there. Always really good. We had AC Alone when I was co-hosting. He's amazing. He's been in the game for 30 years here.
Well, if you want to sample him too, I mean, you can go on radioforall.net and just scroll through. You know, you can go back pages because all of his shows go up on radioforall.net.
And you
same
can search the podcast directory. You know, just go to the podcast directory and you can search Radio Sen Diddy, and that's spelled S-E-N-D-I-D-D-Y, Radio Sen Diddy. You can search Not So Shy John News. You can search Tucker Dale Booth. Any one of those will probably lead you to all the rest.
Also, the KR Weekly News.
Just that's right. The new host right here, the KR Weekly News.
Yeah, it keeps getting better. It's
and we've got a lot of new good shows coming on. You know, that meeting was definitely inspiring in that way, to see new people and see some other folks leaving that have been entrenched here for a while, but seeing fresh blood coming in.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It always is, because some of them stick. You know, some of them stay and become really solid members and really contribute, and that's what we need all the time. I mean, that, you know, to have that kind of blood, because there's a lot of old blood. You know, there really is a fair-sized handful of people. You know, they were all named, actually, at the meeting, you know, that have been here a long, long time. And I think maybe by their tenure or also by their participation is how they keep it going. They really do. So it's important for every person to contribute as best they can and not be destructive about it.
Well, yes, and this next guy we're about to play is one of those folks I do believe will be an integral part of the future of Kill Radio. So let's give him a little spin. This is off of DJ Earl-E, Earl E's album, Wax Onomatopoeia. Wow, there's a mouthful.
Yeah.
And the title of this track, John, is...
Calling You.
Calling You.
Just to see what it
calling
sounds
you.
Like.
All right, DJ Earl E, check it out.
It's so crazy. That's right.
Crazy song.
Quiet, please.
That was a quick transition. Now, if you listen to early, which I often do, it's interesting.
Calling you.
My dear friend, whoever you are, I'm addressing this to you personally. Day of opportunity.
Attacks continue as I speak.
Thank you.
there is a war going on. In I think last week there were over 500 killings, assassinations, bombings. The casualties are high.
Now, in these past several days, violence has erupted again.
The situation is precarious and urgent.
The coalition will therefore continue to prosecute the war with undiminished intensity.
Wow. Well, Earl E's got a lot going on in that MPC or SP-1200 or whatever he's
good
using.
Stuff. Very, very dense and complicated and intricate. Lots of textures to it. Yeah, that was War Going On, of course, was the name of that song.
What was the one right before that?
Was Calling You. Calling You. And also very well done.
Yeah. We're excited to have DJ Earl E. aboard. I know he will probably be hanging out with Radio Senditti in the near future. So if you also tune in on Saturdays from 8 to midnight Pacific Standard Time for Radio Senditti, you might hear DJ Earl E. in the mix. I would not be surprised. Shout outs to new people that have just checked in with us on Facebook. We got my boy Ryan Louder out in Lawndale, California, who called in last week. Our friend who works for Easter Seals. Glad you're home and listening, sir. You good people over at Easter Seals that are helping our folks that need help. We appreciate you listening when you come home. Shout outs to your mom. I'm going to see you this weekend. Looks like TDB's going to be going back to St. Louis next weekend. Not so shy. Got a little phone call about a possible college gig that's crystallizing very quickly at Washington University.
Oh, wonderful.
The Chevy Music Showcase. So more Chevy Music love.
For, their video.
Yeah,
their video content.
They're going to do some more stuff.
And a production company.
I guess the college kids have a budget now through Chevy, and they looked through all the artists, and they wanted me and John. So
very good.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
We're very excited to go.
And how big do you think their field is to choose from?
Well, it's the 13 Chevy Music Showcase artists. I know that. So out of the field of 13, they wanted Tucker and Jay Toth.
Very nice.
We also got Matt Tyvert Hayward out in England. I think it's Essex. I don't know. I always butcher where you're from. I say London, and I know you're in like a suburb way out of town. So it's like calling, you know, Riverside, Los Angeles, but I know you're out there in England somewhere, bud. And we are appreciating your support, and we see you and keep putting up comments on Facebook, and we will keep reading them. I'm in the mix now.
Tyvert, you say?
Tyvert, yep.
In jolly old England?
Yep. There's Big Ben. Nice. Where's Jack the Ripper and Tony Blair and the Spice Girls?
Hey, so glad to have you aboard.
I bend it like Beckham there. Monty Python.
Sorry
Dead
about
Parrot
that.
Squire.
Sorry about that.
That's just about all the bad ones I can think
Mongo
of. Oh, I could do
only
more.
Only pawn in game of life.
Too much of a pause in there. I should edit that down and use it.
Yeah. I think you are Mongo. I'm going to quit calling you Not So Shy and just start calling you Mongo.
Yeah? Uh-oh. Stand back.
Mongo going back to Mongoland.
I leave now.
Mongo phone home. Collect. Because he have no money for expensive payphone call.
So, you know, I had one article I was going to read. I mean, just in terms of taking over the show or anything. But found this article. It's from Slate, the Slate Book Review, The A-Hole in the Mirror. On Being That Guy by Alex Balk. Here, hold on. Let me move the mic around for a second. It's going to make it
Justin
over
Donahue,
the top.
Before you start, just texted in, good show thus far. Thank you for the support. I think a show with Jay Skills always adds a little flavor to it, so thank you for listening, bud.
Excellent beats. Excellent. It says, a friend of mine who grew up in Los Angeles once declared that transplants to Gotham only truly become New Yorkers when they exchange the exhortation, motherfucker, which to be sure has a satisfying sting for cocksucker, a designation more mellifluous, the ugliness behind its origin notwithstanding. And yet, as comforting as both those epithets may be, in the colloquial currency of a city where you are constantly confronted by teeming mass of narcissists hell-bent on thwarting whatever goal you hope to achieve, even something simple as completing a speedy transaction at an ATM, the most common denomination of intent, the dollar bill of sweary, frustrated descriptors for those exasperating sacks of skin swarming our space, is asshole. This is not to suggest that the asshole is some sort of miscreant unique to the urban environment. There are assholes everywhere. The fact that cities are so densely packed simply provides us with more frequent opportunities for contact with them. Anyone who has ever driven on a highway, attempted to make a quick purchase in the express aisle, at the grocery, or attended a family holiday gathering has encountered an asshole. One need only turn on the television to find oneself subject to the spectacle of an asshole condemning or defending another asshole, yet a third asshole provides commentary on the assholishness of the previous two, a veritable Mobius strip of assholism. While so many of our natural resources seem to be running short these days, the supply of assholes appears to be a growth industry with unlimited upside. But who in the end? What exactly is the asshole? Two new books attempt to answer the question. UC Berkeley linguist Jeffrey Nunberg's Ascent of the A-Word and UC Irvine philosophy professor Aaron James' Assholes, a Theory. Focus on this commonplace scourge, befitting their respective disciplines. Nunberg's book is more concerned with the evolution of the appellation, while James grapples with the existential reality of the asshole in hopes that in understanding his, and the general consensus is that it's usually a he, essence one might more successfully manage him. Both books acknowledge their sizable debt to Harry G. Frankfurt's 1986 essay on bullshit, popularized by its 2005 publication as a standalone volume. In retrospect, it's a bit surprising that the book's success did not launch an entire genre of treatises based on bad words. Pity the poor philosopher who missed the chance to explore the semiotics of douchebag before that word lost its cachet, circa 2006. Here's how our anthropologist of assholes characterized the subjects. James: a person counts as an asshole when and only when he systematically allows himself to enjoy special advantages in interpersonal relations out of an entrenched sense of entitlement that immunizes him against the complaints of other people. Nunberg: asshole launches its attack from the ground level, in the name of ordinary Joes, people whose moral authority derives not from their rank or breeding, but from their authenticity, which is exactly the thing that the asshole lacks. Inauthenticity is implicit whenever we speak of a sense of entitlement, another phrase that entered the American idiom around the time asshole did. The connection is intrinsic to the idea of the asshole who imagines that his roller status gives him privileges that aren't really to his claim. The asshole's obtuseness makes him incapable of separating his sense of who he is, or what he does, or what he has, or what he knows, which is what it means to be inauthentic. And it goes on. Okay, in general, summary, these definitions are difficult to argue with. One might, in fact, wonder whether these books are strictly necessary, given that we all pretty much know what makes an asshole. But both works are enjoyable in their own right. Those more interested in language will take more away from Nunberg, who is the livelier of the two writers, while seeking a philosophical meaning will find much to ponder with James. More importantly, they make us confront a crucial question, which I believe we ask ourselves all too infrequently: how much of an asshole am I? Okay, done taking over the show. What do you want to do now?
I'm still looking at Facebook posts, man. They keep pouring in while we're pontificating on the art of the asshole. Ryan Louder's given a lot of love. I can tell he's enjoying the show. I got it right. It is Essex, which is the suburb of London, so I didn't butcher where he was from.
Oh, cool.
Tyvert, you are indeed from Essex, and you know this, and you verified it to me, so thank you. And I know that we've got a good listening audience today.
Wow.
I wonder if Depresso's out there. He hasn't called. That's kind of shocking. It's well, almost 4:30.
He's moving.
Oh,
he's,
that's
you know,
he's
in the process
today.
Of a move, so he said he may have to pick us up on podcasts.
Oh, now Randy has a life. Oh, now Randy has places to be
well,
in
that's
the
what happened when he had to retire Depresso. You know, it puts you on a project that's your own, and that's a wonderful thing.
Instead of just being an alcoholic clown.
And there you go.
Yeah. So, okay, I guess there's more we can bump. Do you have any other songs you want to play?
Well, let me play one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just play this one. I kind of can play this.
I got some more in a hot second, but
if you know
cue
any,
us
if
up
you know
something.
Any bands that can play this song, I could probably do the lead on this song.
Gently.
Okay. He's going to play. Dog.
Ooh. storm is on the horizon. I'm standing here alone. Got a pistol on my hip, and it's gonna be some shit. If you want it, then bring it on.
One baby, since God gave his only begotten son, baby. It's hard preaching the gospel to the slums lately, so I had to put the church on the drums, baby. You on the run, baby, you on the run, baby. You think you free, but you a slave to the funds, baby. You think you me, but you ain't me. What you done lately? Mm-hmm, that's cool, but I've been running on the sun, baby. We on a galaxy that haters cannot visit. That's my reality, so get off my Scott Disick. If you ever held a title belt, you would know how Michael felt. Tyson, Jackson, Jordan, Michael Phelps. Yeah, had to take it to another realm, 'cause everything around me got me underwhelmed. Best way to describe my position is at the helm. Best way to describe my new whip, yeah.
The storm is on the horizon. I'm standing here alone. Got a pistol on my hip, and it's gonna be some shit. If you want it, then bring it on.
I'ma fucking get it. I told my brother we'll be fucking winning. Yeah, he told me I'm the man for the job. So I told my mom, call hers up and tell him that she quitting. Started off in that Chevrolet, but it's Ferraris I gotta drive. I'm on HBO with my entourage. I'm 5'9", fucking 9 to 5. I need 100 million, no compromise. I'm a double XL, nigga, magazine and condom size. See what I seen and be traumatized. I don't wait, I marinate. Variate every day, every state sold out. Fuck around and need a barricade. My weed loud, I need a hearing aid. Living life behind a pair of shades. I'd be a billionaire if I could get a dollar for all the bullshit that I hear today. I did it.
The storm is on the horizon. I'm standing here alone. Got a pistol on my hip, and it's gonna be some shit. If you want it, then bring it on. Shit. You just tell them that I'm the one. One. Tell them that I'm the one. One. Tell them that I'm the one.
Treat the back seat like a sofa bed. Break bread with my niggas, call it proper share.
Yeah.
This some good shit, but it get better. And yeah, my bitch cold, nigga thin sweater. Like my verse suede and the beat leather. Just tryna stay above sea level. When my nigga went to jail, I said free Gucci. I done bought so much shit, I should get free Gucci. Bought my baby mama Anaconda bags. I shouldn't have bought it, all I should have did was cut the grass. Snake ass niggas in my fucking face. Bring your girl here, nigga, so I can fuck her face.
Damn.
Yeah, I run this place, this is cashmere swag. Niggas treadmilling, going nowhere fast. Sitting courtside at the house game. Louis on, I can trip a fucking ball player.
Fuck yeah, awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
you go. There was Cruel Summer Mixtape, Kanye West, the new one. We were just streaming that off grooveshark.com. You can listen to the whole thing for free on there. Can't download it for free, but you can listen to it for free. Big Sean on there, a couple other people, I can't remember who. It's a good one. It's called The One. Yeah. Got that playing at Casa Booth quite a bit lately. Goddamn right. You got it fired up?
A minute and a half.
All right. Now playing what would Brian Boitano do?
What would Brian Boitano do if he was here right now? He'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do. When Brian Boitano was in the Olympics skating for the gold, he did 2 sow cows and a triple lutz while wearing a blindfold. When Brian Boitano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears, he used his magical fire breath and saved the maiden's fair. So what would Brian Boitano do if he were here today? I'm sure he'd kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano do.
I want this feature out of me. It has stunted my vocabulary. And I just want my mom to stop fighting everyone.
For Wendy, I'll be an activist too. Cause that's what Brian Boitano do. And what would Brian Boitano do? He call the kids in town and tell them to unite for truth. That's what Brian Boitano do. When Brian Boitano traveled through time to the year 3010, the human race again. And when Brian Boitano built the pyramids, he beat up Kublai Khan. Cause Brian Boitano doesn't take shit from anybody. So let's all get together and unite to stop our moms. And we'll save Terrence Phillip too, cause that's what Brian Boitano do. And we'll save Terrence Phillip too, cause that's what Brian Boitano do. Cause that's what Brian Boitano do.
You wanted me, calling me all the time. That blondie, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. That Bondi, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all over the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches.
Pain away. Fuck the 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 pain away. Fade away, fuck the fade away, fuck the fade away.
Fuck the pain away. Yo, that was Peaches, yo. Shout outs to Tyvert, Ryan, our six listeners, wow. Caleb Pasur, if you're out there in Virginia. Everybody listening, bless you. Yo, so now we got my boy Serengeti, and I think we're riding out on this one today, huh, John?
Get close.
So we'll probably play this one and then sign off, but this is a couple off of his last album. The new one just came out, C-A-R, C period, A period, R period. This is off the last one on Anticon Records, Family and Friends. And you can find these cuts on YouTube under Serengeti Family and Friends. Which one we playing first, John?
Family and Friends.
The title track. There Here you go.
Okay.
Master Shotokan, Avenged Matahari, study Berber and Mari, and other pleasant hobbies, jogging your neighborhood, be in love with your wife, paint the garage blue, know how to handle a knife, more confident, do better under pressure, have a favorite sweater, able to build dressers, make a favorite dish, teach daughter to gut fish, swim in a beautiful lake, bring a vegetable cake. Sex all night, drink like a real man. Change your own oil, we'd start off the Cannon Doyle. Keep in touch with your cousins, a job selling ovens. Swim like a salmon, study James Buchanan. Become more outdoorsy, date a real Montanan. Pull the weeds out back, paint the garage black. Come in for a cold beer, nod hello dear. Stretch and have tea, just not be me.
Squat,
strength the knees.
Fuck,
don't be so twee.
When things aren't going quite as planned, you often hear the truth from your family and friends. From your family and friends.
Sit at the table's hand, keep it all inside. Natural born winner, wake at the same time, have an even mind, build a new porch, and install the blinds, never press for
when
wine.
Things aren't going quite as planned, you often hear the truth from your family and friends.
Be alone to wife.
From your
she was 17, I was 29. It felt fine, it felt like a great dream of mine. Didn't tell her I was married, didn't have the guts. Didn't want my mistake to mess this shit up. Said I was 24, I didn't want to age no more. I bought an exercise machine and put it on the door. The key to a great body is a solid core. I hide my wallet in the cell and my shoe on the floor. God damn it. God
God damn it, you wouldn't understand it. On my birthday dinner, she thought that I was 25. Actually, I was 30 on the inside. I had such a double life that I was going mad. 20 parallel lives when I met a dad. I bought college books and put them in a book bag. Made some shit up about being post-grad. For 10 years, I was married to my wife at home. I'm always out of town and troubles with my cell phone. God damn it. God damn it. You wouldn't understand it. It's 4 years later. She finally made 21. I'm 33. She never seen my ID. We got married, but I never got divorced. I'm back and forth like balls on tennis courts. I'm always tired. My wife thinks I'm 29. My other wife thinks I'm out of town all the time. 3 mothers, 10 brothers, 6 sisters. Stressful on Thanksgiving and Christmas. God damn it. God damn it. You wouldn't understand it.
There you go, a couple off Family and Friends by our boy Serengeti. You can find those on YouTube under Serengeti Family and Friends. That last one was called God Damn It.
I was saying in retrospect, I think we have pretty much covered all 7 of the dirty words that you can't say on radio or television.
I was saying to you that I enjoy trying to get all of them in.
It really,
by the end of a podcast, so that you know we can feel like Kill Radio is fulfilling its anti-corporate purpose in the world.
It just so happened. Yeah, here's a cat called Rhyme Fix.
Okay, by DJ Earl E, who's one of our new guys here at Kill Radio. Let's hear this one.
Okay.
Bring it up a little here so I can hear it in the studio. We just said we might do a freestyle and maybe stick around for our listeners that are still tuned in. Tyvert, if you're out there, text us something. We'll shout it out live on the air.
All you got is tricks. Try to cross the bottom line, can't be faded. Transform like Optimus Prime, water to wine. Leave your whole crew jaded. With envy, my men be hated. We write history while you rate it. When all is done and debated, your car gets pulled, line gets traded. Sold in glass cases, all-time record, stolen bases.
Lay out the cut. Yo. Matt says, Serengeti is another artist I became familiar with via the power of the internet. I checked him out after hearing his name checked in Bum Rap, and I really dig his stuff. So once again, all the way from Europe to the U.S. via internet, we're proving it every day here on killradio.org. Here, hit me with a little more beat. We came to get down. Tucker Booth, I don't blame you for sounds that you can't even maintain when you're down. With the rest of us, I bring the premium ground round. Like Al the Butcher, 33 years old, poor man's hash cutcher. Nice to meet you. Otherwise, I'll be the reefer, spliff teacher. Grim Reaper with the sickle. Let him know I'ma put him in a pickle. Take your flow and give you wooden nickels. Back in return, feel it when it burns. TDB, some kids never learn. Earl E rapping, when will I give? Don't matter, keep it positive. TDB repping that frozen food fridge check.
Jaded with envy, my men be hated. We write history while you rate it. When all is done and debated, your car gets pulled, mine gets traded. Sold in glass cases, all-time records, stolen bases. Yeah, yeah. The junkie gets his fix. I get my kicks in the mix.
That's the end of Earl E. right there. All right, so where can we find him online? I know he's on my Facebook page. If you go check my friend's Tucker Dale booth, Redondo Beach, California, and type in DJ Earl-E.
He has a www. He has a www. DJEarl-E.com. So
okay, well there you
that
go.
Is there too.
Go there and check him out more. He makes beats. He's kind of like our own RJD2, if you will, or somebody of that ilk, I would say.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So I don't know if we got much else. I think we hit the end of
hit the wall.
Road.
And it's like rush hour is upon us.
But I can't let go. So you want to say your jibs and...
Hey, well, thanks if Randy listens in and listen in on the podcast. If you missed any part of the show, you can listen to it again on radioforall.net or go to the Kill Radio site, and at the bottom of the page, there's a podcast button. You'll find all these shows under Not So Shy John News.
You can also go to radioforall.net to the podcast links and type in Tucker Dale Booth or Radio Sendiddy, S-E-N-D-I-D-D-Y. And find quite a bit of good stuff under there with me and the Senditty crew. And you can also check them Saturdays, 8 to midnight on Kill Radio Pacific Standard Time. Also want to say if you want to hear my new record, tuckerbooth.bandcamp.com. It's called Res Election. If you want to hear some great instrumental beats, go to frozenfood.bandcamp.com. Jay Toth's got a new instrumental album up there called In the Company of Toth. Wonderful instrumental beats. Check them out. All right?
And everybody, in the next week, till at least Tuesday, okay? At least until Tuesday when I come out with the news show. Take care of each other and be kind to each other and be a little more gentle through life. At the meeting, we were talking about netiquette and how mean people are on the web to each other. Have you noticed that? Yeah, well, don't add to that, all right? You know, make constructive comments.
I think what I said was, if you wouldn't say it to your grandma or your mother, it's probably not worth putting up on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, and be nice to your kids, too. You know, they take a lot of patience.
Be generous and unselfish.
And be kind
to
animals.
And that doesn't just mean giving money to people. It means giving love, folks, because love is the co-sponsoring emotion that should be behind any charitable donation anyway. It's something you can freely give to the homeless. It's something you can freely give to anyone of any racial background, any economic background, political background, nationality. Anybody, you can give them love. It's free. I swear, it's the freest thing you can give, and it's the most important by far.
To go more gently through life, maybe. That's
gently all, yeah. Through life. That should be that. My next album title. Huh. Gently through life.
Yeah.
Oh, and most importantly, stop lying.
Stop lying, you guys. Come on. Just don't lie.
Cunts.
Don't lie.
Oh, there we go.
Stay
we hit them
the
all
truth.
Now.
And,
there's all seven.
Keep
cunts.
It to your heart. All right.
Church.
All seven. Okay, later. Talk to you next week.
Peace.